What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're speaking with Tom in Florida. And I think California has demonstrated what happens when you have a government whose head is just filled with fairy tales, you know, about the liberal utopia, and the money gets, you know, spent on the illegal immigrants and free stuff for people, and the basic maintenance of the nation itself is neglected. Funding was cut to keep the fire breaks open, which you have to do, or you're going to get these kind of out-of-control wildfires. To clean up the dead brush, that was stuff that was always being done when I lived in California. They're not taking care of the water infrastructure. There's serious damage on the aqueducts. The mains underneath the city of Los Angeles are literally leaking millions of gallons of usable water because they're being neglected. But by golly, we're out there, and you know, we're going to show the world what a wonderful thing it is to just have open borders. And they've wrecked the place. They've allowed it to fall into ruin. It's like the fall of Rome.
Well, Michael, you're absolutely correct. Man, that's awesome. I mean, yeah, you know, and you had this Democratic woman, what, Hill, just resigned from her office in California.
Yes.
I think she's a Democratic congresswoman, another freak show. In the left of California, Holly weirdos that run Hollywood, they're Weinstein's and Weinstein. I saw Kabbalah. But anyway, Michael, you know, the next two months are going to be very interesting until January 1st of 2020, because I'm sure you're aware that you got this Kate Steinle trial coming up now in Iowa.
Yes.
You also have this Jesse Smollett is going to be, I think, Michael, I don't, maybe you can iterate on this. I think Jesse Smollett's going to have to pay that $120,000 or $130,000 back to the Chicago Police Department. Looking more and more like it.
I think he should. And, of course, the liberal establishment is trying to make out like he's the victim in all of this.
No, the Trump supporters are the victims of this. I mean, this could have started riots all over all these cities. Can you imagine the rioting that could have went on if this would have, like, really broke? There would be hundreds of millions of dollars worth of damage from rioting. If this guy can approve that it was like two white guys beat him up and they have red hats on it at 17 degree weather. I mean, when they threw the bleach on him, it was frozen. I mean, it's just that story in itself is should be in the media for the next 10 years, tell you the honest truth. But we'll see what happens with that.
Yeah,
that's
going
to be a really
be.
Fun venue to go down. I mean, not fun, but it's going to be interesting. Excuse my French. But yes, Michael, and also getting back to what this illegal immigration, you know, I do call your show and I tell you about OAN. Well, they reported on it yesterday that this illegal immigration, that these illegals are costing, you know, multiple billions of dollars, but they're never talking about, none of these people, about the money that's being repatriated back to these countries, never to come back to the United States, which is in the multiple hundreds of billions of dollars over the last 10 years.
Yes.
This money will never come back to the United States of America, actually. In some way, maybe, I don't know, made a wall, but I don't know. How is this not being taxed at 30, 40%? Is that money
I'm
being
in
taxed?
Agreement.
I don't know. You tell me.
No, as far as I know, well, you know, a lot of illegal immigrants just aren't paying taxes. They're being paid for what they do under the table. And, again, it's a Title VIII violation. But they're not paying taxes. They're getting all the services, education, health care. They're getting better treatment from the government than legal American citizens are. And they don't have to pay for it. And so they have all this extra money that they send back to their families back in the old country.
Well, that's right. And you know, they don't call California California. They call it Mexifornia. You ask any of those, when they fly their Mexican flags, they're calling that state Mexifornia. They're not calling it California. Heck no. And that's nonsense. And you know what? Like, I keep calling your show. People say, oh, I'm getting tired of this guy. Hey, listen, I'm just trying to tell you people, I know what's going to happen here. It's already happened. I'm going to repeat to you. There's not one white Anglo male on the Miami-Dade County Commission. And Broward County's only got five left. Five or six. Out of 12. So will you figure it out, people? I mean, it's not coming here to compliment you. And when you look at California, all those leaders of California should be arrested for sanctuary city. I'm still waiting. Like, Dustin's 100% right. I'm waiting for Trump to make. He went after Baghdadi. Now let's go see if he's going to go after these people. But they're committing. The crimes that these people are committing with these sanctuary cities, Michael. That's when I want to see the shoe drop.
Yep.
When I have to see it. But maybe Dustin, maybe that will never happen because the cabal that's running his government is just too powerful. And I think it's way beyond these billionaires. I think it's with the trillionaires, like you said the other day. So, you know, with that thought, Michael, you know, all I can say is one news station does talk about it. That's all I can tell you. That's they're on every hour. They're talking about immigration. That's One American News. I don't no other yep. major network on primetime network would ever talk about that ever. Unless it would swing way to the right. I mean, you're never going to see none of these leftist weirdos talk about the invasion of California or Texas or Arizona or Florida. I mean, come on. I will say this, though. Our governor in this state of Florida, he's really cracking down with sanctuary city. That's for sure. I know that because I see it in the
that's
paper.
A good thing.
I hear about it.
You know, out in California, they're being assimilated by the Borg.
Oh, yes, definitely. And, you know, it's a sad state of affairs. But people in the Midwest think, oh, everything's well, it's not going to come here. Well, it sure is. Look at Chicago, Michael. Well, look at Chicago. Another massive shooting over the weekend. I mean, it's unrelenting what's going on in Chicago. It really is. And, you know, Michael, another thing, they talk about the people who get shot and killed in Chicago, but they don't talk about these people who get wounded. You don't know what kind of wounds the taxpayers of that state have to pay for. These people are getting wounded every weekend. How much money in the billions that costs? I mean, you're talking billions of dollars from these people get medical treatment. It's just, you never hear about it from the media.
Well, you mean, hopefully they've got their own health insurance. But, you know, there's still the first responders and the police have to get involved. And it is totally out of control. And yet the gun grabbers obsess over the AR-15 and the AK-47. Most of these shootings you see in places like Chicago are done with cheap, throwaway, small, concealable guns. And again, the government's total viewpoint is disarm the American people before they get really ticked off at us.
Exactly. But, you know, like you say, Michael, that's only one city. Look at you got the problems going on persistent in Detroit, Philadelphia, Baltimore. I mean, this is like unrelenting. I don't know what the answer is other than the fact that and I don't want to go there, but you know what it is. I'm sure you'll figure it out. But
yes,
it's the kids are not being having two parent families. It's a lot of that. They're not. I mean, the family structure, I guess, is not there. You know, it's like
not anymore.
Father
not
and
the way
the kid.
Well, both father and mother are now having to work, pay for the higher cost of living, and so the kids basically they're growing up being tutored by whatever they get from the public education system and whatever they see on television.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's just amazing. We'll see what happens on Halloween in Detroit. Halloween will be coming up soon, so that's another situation. That was another thing, Michael. That was a great city back in even up to the late 50s, and then what could happen to it. I mean, without Detroit, I don't think we even would have came close to winning World War II. That's my opinion. Could be wrong, but I'm sure without Detroit, this country would have been hard to win World War II.
Yeah, it would have been. But then, you know, Detroit was built up a lot for the war. And I think there's a lot of American corporations that are pushing for a new world war precisely because they understand the government will pony up the money to help rebuild all these factories and retool.
Yes. One more thing, Michael. I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. I have a buddy who just went up last year, and he bought two houses up in Detroit. And you ain't going to believe it. I don't know if you heard this, Michael. Maybe you can research this. Guess who's renting those houses and buying those houses up like crazy, the houses that are left in those cities. And I mean that those block sections that are still there. The Chinese. They're moving from San Francisco to Detroit like crazy. Check it out.
All right. I certainly will. And
yes. Chinese are moving in Detroit. It's unbelievable. You'll research it. You'll understand where I'm coming from. So it's just amazing what's going on in this world. It really is. God bless you. Have a great day.
Pretty sad, pretty tragic what's going on in this country. And again, it's due to government ineptitude, incompetence, indifference.
Yep.
Okay, so thank you for the phone call, Tom. We're going to let you go. Getting into the world of tech, if you are using an iPhone 5, it's a little device, Apple is saying that you have to download an update to the operating system by the 3rd of November, and this would be iOS 10.3.4. Now, this is not the latest version of the operating system. It is the last available update for the iPhone 5. But if you don't install that, you're going to lose access to the Internet. You're going to be locked out of features that rely on the correct date and time. Apparently, Apple just decided to change the time server again, and, well, they'll just put on the patch and all will be well here. We've given them adequate warning here. Up in New Hampshire, State Representative John Potucek has killed the Right to Repair bill, and he basically came on out and said that cell phones are throwaways. Just get a new one. I'm sorry, John. The latest cell phones are like costing $1,000 a unit. And I think it's perfectly reasonable that people would want to be able to repair them. We just had to have Claire's iPhone repaired. Now, maybe Representative John Potucek has the kind of money where he can afford to throw a cell phone away and buy a new one. But that's not real world. Still have a lot of family in New Hampshire. That's not a viable option. Plus, it's a cultural thing. When you're growing up, especially in farming country, anywhere, you grow up knowing how to and having the right to repair stuff that breaks. Whether it's your house electronics, your TV, your tractor, your plow, whatever, you have a right to repair it and not be forced to buy something brand new. By the way, speaking of $1,000 per unit smartphones, Sprint is now advertising that if you'll sign on with their network, you can get an iPhone 11 for free, zero cost. I don't believe that's going to happen, but it's going to be severely discounted. And at least in this part of the country, the service from AT&T is just horrible. So as soon as our contract with AT&T has expired, we're going to probably switch over to one of the other carriers that has better coverage in the area. Over in Great Britain, Severn and Avon Rivers burst their banks, broke the levees, and flooded the town of Tewkesbury. This is the fourth time the town has been flooded in 12 years, and there are a further 170 alerts and warnings in place across Britain. So it isn't just the United States that is ignoring the infrastructure in the interest of spending the money on war and refugees and so forth. Up in Canada, a Canadian university has frozen a zoologist out of her adjunct professor post as punishment for saying the unsayable about polar bears, that populations are actually thriving. They're not endangered. And these stories about how they're being caused to starve by melting summer ice sheets are junk science. Said, no, you can't say that. You can't say that. You know, we're dealing with global warming. Well, the timing on this is kind of unfortunate because the climate alarmists have now been forced to drop the polar bear as their mascot because the polar bears are doing so well. In fact, they're doing so well, they've become a pest animal again, and hunting is allowed. Some areas of Canada, hunters are being encouraged to kill more of them, thin out the population. Okay. NASA has released a video, documentary video, talking about space junk trapping humans on Earth in a terrifying, toxic vortex. And it is a problem. There's a lot of junk up there. Now, these days, there are actually treaty obligations where anything that you put up there, you've got to be able to bring it back down, pretty much on command. But it wasn't always that way. And so there's a lot of stuff up there that is still in orbit from the earliest days of the space program. And if they carry war into space and start blowing up each other's satellites, the problem is going to get a lot worse. Now, I understand that the Air Force's X-37B robotic space plane has finally come back to Earth after something like 740 days of doing something that we're assured is really none of our business. Now, if you want to surveil from space, that's fine. If you want to try and clean up space, that's fine. But actually taking weapons up there and blowing up each other's satellites, NASA's prediction of being trapped by space junk is going to come to true. By the way, it was 780 days that the X-37B was in space. That's a long, long mission. I'm sure they got a lot of material science information out of that, especially after the way the LDEF got chewed up. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Ken in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, as it is.
Ken in...
I'm here now. It is, it's difficult to repair things, even if you're capable of it. And with these new devices, the only thing you can hope for is to get spare subsections from other broken units and hope that the part that you're looking for doesn't have a catastrophic failure throughout the line.
Well, it's true that modern appliances, especially electronics and even cars, are no longer built to be owner-friendly when it comes to repairing them. But they still can be repaired. You just have to go to a corporate authorized repair center, which is what we had to do for Claire's iPhone. And the same thing with the cars. I mean, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager and in college, you know, getting out there on the weekends with the toolkit and tinkering with the car was actually fun to do. And cars these days, they're just way too complex. I remember when we still had the Xterra, and it was starting to leak oil from underneath the valve cover. Well, in the good old days, you'd pull off the valve cover. There was a gasket there. You'd put a new gasket in, put the valve cover back on, problem solved. But it turns out on that model of the Xterra, the oil cover gaskets were all part of the same unit as the head gasket. You literally had to redo the top of the engine and replace the head gasket assembly to fix this minor oil leak. And to me, that maybe makes the car a little easier to manufacture, a little cheaper to manufacture, but it does make life a lot more difficult for its eventual owner.
Well, there's an example of component level repair, which you can still do in a mechanical setting that you have no hope for doing in the electronics anymore. I grew up in it when you couldn't just replace modules. They were too expensive, so you used to repair them down to the component level, like the original solid-state modulus sets that came out in the early 70s, and the hard-wired transistors. And today, I think for the last 15 to 20 years, the only hope... I'm sorry?
I said I remember the TO5s.
I still got a lot of them. Yeah, I know them all. TO39, TO220, the whole... I have spare parts for my Commodores. They're 36 years old now. But you can't, you know, I look at the phones, and again... I'm sorry, yeah.
I was going to say, I have a Commodore VIC 20. I gave it away to somebody else, but it still works just fine. Ken, we're going to let you go and take a break from commercials.
Thank you.
The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm given to understand that we're having some issues with the YouTube video feed where it just keeps dropping out and has to be restarted. So whether this is just YouTube's poor technology or somebody over there doesn't like me, we really don't know. But basically, it's a reminder of just how unreliable all of this technology has been allowed to become, because it boosts profit or it offers more control as far as usability for ordinary people just trying to use it. Yeah, who cares? Anyway, speaking of YouTube, apparently they removed Senate witness testimony from 1985 on behalf of Al Gore, because apparently it shows we still have the same questions after 30 years of alarmism. And if you go back and you look at all the dire warnings and predictions that were being made about how the polar bears were going to go extinct, which didn't happen, and how, you know, the sea levels were going to rise, which didn't really happen, and all these animals were going to go extinct, which really didn't happen. Yeah, it just becomes very, very obvious they've been scamming us all along to get our money, to get our obedience. And Hang on a second. I want to see what this one is. Okay, apparently the United Nations can't confirm the death of al-Baghdadi. That's a slam in the face right there. All right, so getting on back here. Let's see. I'm being told that it only dropped from YouTube once. Okay, so over in Chicago, their government is finally learning that eventually you do run out of other people's money. That's always been the problem with liberalism, is it requires an unending supply of other people's money to try and make it work, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal. Medicare for all. They sound good. They're going to campaign really good. Can they make it work? Probably not. This country's broke. The American people are being impoverished right now. Prop up corporations to pay for the war, pay for Israel. I mean, you're not seeing a lot of coverage about this on the corporate media, but the Federal Reserve is back to the business of money creation. We are now in quantitative easing forever. And that's the only thing keeping these banks from collapsing. So, anyway. We already talked about the polar bear. We now have mass public unrest in France, Spain, Algeria, Iraq, Lebanon, Egypt, Hong Kong, Venezuela, Chile, Ecuador, and Bolivia. The world is a very unhappy place. All right. Apparently, the U.S. is now claiming they've recovered the underwear from the body that was in the cave, and that their laboratory tests are saying, oh, yes, absolutely, it is Baghdadi. Absolutely is Baghdadi. Now, I'll run those lab tests myself, if you don't mind. Apparently, over in Lebanon, they have banned the removal of large dollar sums from the country amid panic over what could turn into a run on the bank. These are scary, scary times here. Apparently, Ebola is on the increase again in Africa. And there's actually, they caught an Ebola patient right here in the United States, right in Washington, D.C. So, amazing, amazing here. Cops tell man to put his hands up. He does. They shoot him anyway. More doubters about the Baghdadi story. And because we've all been here before. We've been lied to before. And I'm sorry. I'm not willing to take the government's word for anything right now. If the government told me it was going to be a sunny day, I'd take an umbrella. Apparently, another cop shot his own son thinking it was an intruder. It's a lot of fun here. Okay, we're going to take another break here for commercials. Do join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I want to go back to this story that came out of InfoMines about how the U.S. used Baghdadi's blood and DNA-stained underwear to ID that, yes, we really got Baghdadi. Well, there's two problems with that. First of all, blood alone isn't going to get you a solid ID. And look how fast this is coming out. And you think about all the cases where people want to see DNA evidence about a suspect, and oh, it's going to be weeks before we can run the tests. It just takes a long, long, long time. So it's just more USDA choice, bovine excrement. Okay. So let's see. Talked about the polar bear. Apparently, Obama regime CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell is criticizing Trump for humiliating dead Muslim terrorist leader al-Baghdadi. It's like all they care about is how can we use this to carry out the attack? How do we use this to promote the coup d'etat? Truth be gosh darned. Okay, let's see. Japan is the least vaccinated country in the world. As a result, it has the healthiest children and the very highest health life expectancy. Gosh darn, you know, you invade those Japanese and you make them take vaccines. There's money on the line here. Apparently all the insiders in that coup d'etat attempt are getting very, very nervous now that Barr and Durham have opened a criminal investigation. Apparently they've got some smoking gun documents showing there was a cover-up, Benghazi-Clinton emails. And, of course, the big story from last week was how Lisa Page edited the FD-302 interview of Michael Flynn to add a question and answer which was the basis for his being convicted. All righty. We already got that one here. Okay. Female coach and Olympian has come on out saying allowing trans women to compete against biological women ruins sports. Yes, it does. Okay. Some guy gets up one day and says, I think I'll be a girl and compete in girls' sports. How is that fair to the girls who are already there? The answer is it isn't. And all the places we're seeing, whether it's weightlifting or cycling or track and field, you know, these modified males are just sweeping the field. And this is going to set women's rights way back. I don't know why the feminists are not on this case here, because this is going to disincentivize women from playing in sports. Why bother? We can't win against the trannies. So, Steve Bannon is out there saying that Trump will be impeached. I don't know. I think he's still grinding an axe here. And let's see. Apparently, if you live in Great Britain, you pay £340 per year in wind subsidies. And that's kind of part of the inconvenient truth of renewable energy. Whether it's solar panels or wind farms, it can't produce the energy in enough density to be all that useful. Yes, you can run some lights on it, maybe a tabletop radio. Anyway, let's go to the phones here. Don in the Philippines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I don't know if you talked about this yet, but that lawsuit, Nick Sandman, the Covington Catholic student, the federal judge reopened it. It was dismissed, but they appealed, and it's being reopened now. And those kids, if that's not defamation, then there is no such thing as defamation. If it's not defamation, then what the meaning of the word defamation, there is no meaning. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that was defamation. These kids just stood there and smiled at the guy, and then the mainstream media went after him. I mean, these guys were yelling at him. They had every right to get in the guy's face and punch him or whatever. I mean, to defend themselves. This guy came up right up in their face and was doing an Indian dance, even though
yes,
it's questionable whether he actually. I mean, he was doing some kind of a tom-tom deal. But now they are gonna allow that lawsuit to proceed, and this is what has to happen. They have to win some of these things in the court, because otherwise they have to be spanked. He's suing the Washington Post, and they should get a lot of money from that, because they just smeared this kid, tried to say he was, I don't know what they said about him, but they said some bad things about him, and then that's a positive development. They're going to let the case proceed now.
Yeah, that is a positive development. At some point, somebody is, as you say, it's going to have to go to the court system and maybe all the way up to the Supreme Court to basically say the corporate media is not allowed to defame people under the cover of the First Amendment.
Right. This is defamation. These kids were actually saint-like. This kid just stood there
yes.
and smiled.
I remember the video. Yeah.
yeah. Anyway,
and this other guy is definitely trying to provoke him.
On the subject of Assange, also, Assange is being crucified. I know you're expert on a lot of things. I don't know how expert you are in Greek history or Greek philosophy, but Socrates, this is similar to Socrates. I'm
yes.
not an expert either, but I happen to know, be reading a little bit about it at the time, at the present time. And Socrates was totally guiltless. I mean, he was a fine, upstanding citizen. He was altruistic. He didn't try to make any money. And as far as I know, Assange never
yeah.
tried to get rich off of WikiLeaks, right? He was basically, his crime was just trying to seek truth. Did he ever make any money out of that?
I really don't know. I mean, obviously, he's got enough money where up until his arrest, you know, he was traveling the world and doing a lot
right.
of public speaking. So I wouldn't describe him as rich, but he was definitely comfortable.
Well, they relied on donations, I believe. But Socrates
yeah.
was a guy that just and he just drove people crazy because but he was similar to Assange. He was considered a teacher, but he didn't charge anybody any money for listening to him. And he started philosophy, I believe. He's pretty much the one that started the whole
yes.
logic. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there. Assange is being crucified, and nobody cares. The mainstream media is not interested. Trump doesn't know anything about him now. He never heard of the guy now. So that tells you Trump is
yeah,
that's
not what he said back in 2016.
Trump is the same. Basically, he's the same as every other politician. Not much difference. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And, yeah, Trump has been a disappointment. No two ways about it. But I still reject the idea of a coup d'etat. Because of the resulting instability it would bring. And I don't see grounds to impeach him. I just don't. What I do see is a federal government at war with itself. On that one point, George Soros is right. There is a civil war going on inside Washington, D.C. I hope we can keep it there. I don't want to see it on the streets of America. Anyway, there's a pair of storms are going to unleash snow and bone-chilling cold across the Midwest this week. Rockies all the way over into Kentucky will probably get a little taste of it here as well. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. That's all I can say, really. All righty. Apparently, the mayor of New York City is trying to deal with his homeless problem by sending the homeless across the country to other towns, paying for a year's rent and money for furniture. The problem is the mayors of the towns the homeless are being sent to are not being informed. And we actually had the same thing that was happening in Hawaii. Claire and I got involved in one of the local homeless and hungry charities. And they were saying, cities on the mainland were just dumping these people on airplanes with one-way tickets to Hawaii, which if you're going to be homeless, Hawaii's not a bad place to do that. But again, Hawaii's government didn't authorize it. And again, once they're in Hawaii, it's not like they can go someplace. They can't drive or walk anywhere. So they become a burden on the taxpayer. And again, behind that, there's the reality that you simply cannot look at all those homeless and hungry people and say we have a healthy economy. You just can't. it's just amazing here. All righty. somebody wrote a satire piece. Gloria's socialist plan saves California by burning it to the ground. Seem to be what's going on here. Jimmy Dore at his show is out there saying that the FBI and the CIA are implementing a coup on Trump. And I think that's the appropriate name for it. They're trying to say, oh, it's impeachment. It's legal. It's above board. He did terrible things, and therefore we can remove him from office. No, it's a coup d'etat. And if they don't succeed with this impeachment nonsense, and it doesn't look like they're going to, and if they can't find a reason to invoke the 25th Amendment, and I don't see that happening either, then I am very worried that there will be an attempt on his life probably before the end of this year. So, keep watch over him, guys. All right, Attorney General William Barr says that John Durham is making progress in the Russia probe inquiry, which is now a criminal investigation, saying that we'll let the chips fall where they may. Well, we've heard that before, too. And I'm at the point right now where I don't want more statements about how close we're getting and how the inquiry is going. I want to see results. I want to see handcuffs on these people. I want to see them in orange jumpsuits getting perp walked. Because until we see that happening with our own eyes, all of this talk is meaningless. It's an attempt to placate us by saying, hang on, help is coming. Don't get upset. Don't take to the streets and riot. We're going to fix this for you. And so I think Barr is just as corrupt and crooked as Loretta Lynch was before him. Okay. Speaking of wind farms, apparently they're having a problem with them over in Germany. They're saying they're destroying the German economy because of high electricity costs, hostile environmental activism, and there's a lot of uncertainty now. And it's been a problem when you go to these renewable sources of electricity, electric rates go up. And as they discovered out in California, having solar or having wind does not protect you when the power grid goes down, because all of those solar cells and all of those windmills on the roofs of these homes, they feed into the power grid, which stores the power, makes it available when it's needed. But if the grid itself stops working, you can't directly power your home from solar panels or a wind farm unless you have installed your own power storage system, which I'm seeing more and more commercials for here. All righty. Let's see. Apparently, according to SGT report, the Fed is in a panic. I would be too. It's all coming apart, and they don't know how to fix it. And Dan Bongino was out there saying the media really blew it on the al-Baghdadi coverage. Actually, in this case, it wasn't the media's fault. It was Trump. He got out there and he reverted back to reality show type, and he oversold it. And frankly, the part that made me most suspicious that this was another dog and pony show, courtesy of the government, was all that talk about how Baghdadi died like a coward, and he was whining and screaming and crying as he blew himself up. So, apparently this criminal investigation of the Russia probe has top Democrats in a frenzy. Representative Biggs is saying certain people should be concerned. There's a lot going on out there. Again, Trump is out there saying the reason nobody was informed about the strike on al-Baghdadi is his concern for leaks. On that one, I would say yes, he's most certainly right. I think one of the things that has to make it so hard to be the president of the United States of America is the fact that so many people around you are not loyal. They're loyal to somebody else. They're loyal to a foreign government. They're loyal to somebody with a lot of money. And we're coming up here on our last commercial break, and then we'll do the last segment of today's show. And so stay tuned.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check. But there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just track yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to the phones here to Jason in Connecticut. Aloha, Jason. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was just sitting here listening, and I don't think I heard the whole thing, but there was another caller that seemed to agree that Trump should be impeached, not on the grounds of what the Dems are saying, but more on the basis of what he has done or not done in Syria. And I just wanted to kind of remind all the listeners that if this happens, I'm sure Mike Pence will also be gone. Nancy Pelosi will become president and appoint Hillary as her vice president and step down just like she promised she would. And this would just be disastrous.
Yes, it would, because Hillary is absolutely convinced that the American people betrayed her. I mean, she thinks God wanted her to be president, and we American voters wouldn't get along, go along with that. She'll find a way to punish us all. That's the real danger of a Hillary Clinton presidency.
I would suggest that if you're a Republican or even on the fence and you're not happy with Trump, that you try to make your point of view known, not try to impeach him, because he will listen to us. You know, this is one that we have his ear. Hillary is not going to listen to us whatsoever.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a whole lot on that, but I just wanted to kind of touch base with what I heard earlier. Do you remember that earlier conversation?
I remember that earlier conversation. The problem with it, though, is that everything Trump has done in Syria is under his authority as commander-in-chief of the U.S. military. So, again, if you go back to your Constitution, the requirements for an impeachable offense, the bar is set pretty high. And I think the reason Schiff is going through all these anonymous witnesses and the rest of it, he doesn't actually have anything. I think that's the problem.
And I guess I had one other thing that's not related, but it's also just a reminder to our listeners that, you know, there are various radio personalities that keep reminding us that they're trying to repeal various amendments to the Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights. And
yes.
I want to point out that you cannot repeal the Bill of Rights. It is what is called unalienable.
Inalienable.
Period.
Well, technically, to be accurate, if Congress were to pass an amendment saying the first 10 amendments are now null and void, and they could get 3/4 of the states to ratify, then, yeah, the way our system is set up, the Bill of Rights would be gone. I don't see it as actually happening, but I think those who want to transition us away from a constitutional republic will find some excuse to throw that in the shredder. Anyway, listen, Jason, thank you very much for the phone call. One more story before we get on out of here. Okay. Up in Michigan, this auto shop owner has drawn fire for displaying a Halloween display of a Donald Trump scarecrow holding Barack Obama's severed head by a rope while standing on Hillary Clinton's head. Boy, would I like a picture of that. So there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And please spread the word of RBN. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please support us. We need your help. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.